Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back with you, hour number two of the program. Coming your way this morning, Cole Bryce and Jed Blackwell. Jed, the lead preps writer for the Spartanburg Herald Journal and GoUpstate.com. Another hour of high school football conversation, reaction, coaches' interviews, and more. After this call, you can get your thoughts in, 844-GSP-ESPN. Well, the phone lines will be open. We bring in our first guest of the hour. His name is Thomas Ryan. You know him as the basketball coach of the Dorman Cavaliers. Also serves as the color commentator on the Dorman radio broadcast. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, guys. Hope y'all are.
Listen, I know you're doing great. I mean, when Dorman wins in the fashion they did last night, I believe everybody in Roebuck's doing great this morning.
Yeah, I tell you what a great proud of our kids, proud of our coaches. I mean, what a great night to open up the playoffs. It's kind of like a second-round matchup. You know you're playing a good team. To come in there and handle business like we did, Coach Gutshaw has to be ecstatic.
The thing about – Coach, I talked with him last night, and he was happy. But the thing that should scare folks is that Dorman's getting better. They typically do. They'll get better in the middle of the season. They'll be trying to peak when the playoffs are going on. But as they're getting better, that's when they play their best football sometimes. Well, don't look now, but this is the middle of the season. I know it's the end, but it's really the middle. They've had a couple of weeks off. They had to adapt to that. I just think some of the things – they played better last night than I've seen them play this year. You've seen every game, so I want your take on it. But how much better did they look last night? Obviously, they looked a little bit better, and it's the best I've seen them play this season. But how much better was it?
Well, I think you make a great point. I think that it is kind of like the middle of the season, and I'll take that a step further. I think one of the things that makes Coach Gutshaw one of the premier coaches in the country is that if you follow Dorman football over the years, he kind of takes one week and he adds, changes, tinkers. He's a guy, especially offensively, that does that little by little. And if you follow us, then he kind of puts a package together each week offensively. And I think games are important. And so, you know, when you played, this is only the second time all year that we've played back-to-back weeks. We played Burns 2 weeks ago. Before that, it was two previous weeks. So you've played one time in 5 weeks. So I think it's been a progression, a build-up. But I did agree with you that last night culminated in by far the best performance of the year. The defense looks to be really coming together at the right time. The last two performances have been really solid. But I agree with you. I think it's only going to help. You know, you hope, barring, and of course, we've seen it all year. You can't 2020. You know, if we can play these next weeks in a row, I think Coach Gutshaw is exactly where he wants to be. The Wizard of the West is ready to make a roll towards Columbia, and I think last night kind of showed that.
You were talking about the defense, and they are playing well. Coming into the game last night, it was Bowling Springs defense that was – getting a lot of the attention. They had forced 16 turnovers in six games. Last night they forced none, and Dorman had four takeaways, a couple interceptions, recovered a couple fumbles, one on a muffed kick. When Dorman comes in and they do what you're supposed to be doing the best, when they can take over like that, they're tough to deal with. And Coach Cooper's got some athletes on that side of the ball. What do you think the key is there for the defense going forward, especially when you're looking at such a disparate set of teams left. The three that are left besides Norman, you've got Northwestern, who kind of does a hodgepodge of things, Gaffney, who's more of a pro look, and Hannah, that just likes to grind it out. That defense is going to have to be ready for pretty much everything over the next couple of weeks.
Well, they really are, and I tell you, the defense was outstanding. You know, Justin Tillerson was out last night, which I thought was going to be a major loss. He's had incredible years of safety. But, man, Cameron Eubanks, man, kid's had an incredible year, another interception last night. Everybody knows about that front four has been unbelievable for Norman all year. Coach Gushaw called it potentially his best defense ever. I think we saw parts of that. You're right, you came into the week hearing about Bowling Springs defense. I think that kind of put an edge for Coach Cooper and his group to be ready to say, hey, I heard out of Coach Gushaw's mouth, he thinks this may be the best defense he's ever had. And to come into a game like that and show that, when the other team's defense is probably the one that everybody was talking about, like you mentioned, I think was big. Now, I will say this. I do think Hudson Lee went down with an injury. I've heard the extent of that injury. I think that will be big moving forward. Defensive end, the junior, is a big part of that defensive front. But last night, approach was great as he went out. The defense did not look like it took a step backwards at all in the second half.
No, they sure didn't. And staying with that defense for a minute, another thing that makes them go is a name nobody hears in D. Rice Williams. And nobody hears his name because nobody bothers to throw it over there.
Yeah, you're right.
He's not going to put up any stats because nobody's going to throw it that way.
No, you're right. I mean, he's tough, and he is a he's a lockdown corner. And I just think McKinnon Eubanks has had an incredible season. Okay,
look
at the numbers and what he's done. So you're right. I think the question marks was in that back seven coming into the season, but guys have answered the bell, and that's what makes the tournament decent. I'm just telling you, when you've only played five games, I hated it. This is an 11 game season. I think everybody would know about this defense. But after week one, when they were kind of tinkering with some stuff, played a mostly man coverage against Gaffney, which is, and now they're really mixing it up, and this defense is playing on another level.
Coach, when you look at the offense side of the ball, the funny thing is, after Dorman games this year, people will call me and text me and give me stats, and last night it was the same thing. Well, Zay, listen, Dorman won by, 48 points, but Zay was a 3 of 8. And it's been kind of similar this year. Zay don't put up those crazy numbers through the air. Let me ask you this, Coach, straight up. I mean, he's a basketball player. You know what kind of skill set he has. But is there any concern on your part that going down the road in these playoffs, Zay will have to throw it a little bit more? And maybe he has the potential to do so. He just hadn't had to do so thus far.
Well, I mean, I'll agree with you, Cole, there. I mean, I think that the vertical downfield passing game will have to be there to win a state championship, okay? Coach Gutshaw dialed up a couple plays last night early that we haven't seen. DJ Porter, Chance Black, slipped him out of the backfield that caught Bowling Springs off guard. But I think the biggest thing to know here is, I can say this, but I'll say this only for Coach Gutshaw, the last few weeks, big leads early in the first quarter, okay? Burns did a good job of getting back into the game last night, 28-0 at the end of the first. Coach Gutshaw's dialing it back. I'm just telling you, Zay Foster's got a big arm. He's a dual-threat guy. When you roll him out, he becomes a weapon with his legs, but I think he's capable, okay? I think Kendall Norman, who did the interception last night, will be big moving forward. Obviously, Chance Black out of the backfield. DJ Porter is a talented kid. I think it's there, and I think we'll have to see it. So I think it's a great question. I think we've got to watch moving forward with Northwestern and then possibly Gaffney on the horizon. But I think a little bit of it is, in the second half, it's really gone to that rushing attack. I mean, last night, Chance Black, 12 carries. Ty Lindsey had 8. Will Black, 5. I mean, he's a bowling ball. Just that rushing attack has been so strong with an offensive line that was a strength. So I think they can, and I think it's a great question. But I'm very confident that they can get the ball downfield when needed.
Coach, before we let you go, again, we're talking to Thomas Ryan, colored commentator, also the basketball coach over at Dorman. He's won a few games as a basketball coach as well. Coach, listen, when you look at Northwestern's been a team that's been very interesting over the past few years. They hadn't been the typical Northwestern, and then all of a sudden Paige Walford comes in and has a lot of experience from college ranks and a lot of coaching experience as a young coach. And this Northwestern team seems to be playing with their heads on fire. What do you know about this Northwestern team going into next week's game?
Well, I'll be honest, I don't know anything about them except just following, you know, wins and losses of a story program in Rock Hill. You know they've got athletes. You know, you just look at and then I'll just take – the other thing is this. You're essentially in the third round of the playoffs kind of. Uh-huh. You know, we missed the week one. So, at this point, you're playing a good football team with good players to score 50 points. I think it'll be last night, they put up huge numbers. And so it'll be a challenge for Coach Wade Cooper and our defense to come out and continue to build on how they played the last couple of weeks. It'll be a great challenge. And the other thing is this, even as a region winner and number one, hey, you're going on the road. So, you've got to add that to it. So I think it'll be a great matchup, and, I'm looking forward to it.
Coach, as always, we so much appreciate your time, and best of luck Friday. We'll talk to you again soon, Coach.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate y'all so much. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Coach.
Absolutely. That's Thomas Ryan. Head basketball coach at Dorman. Now, obviously, we have him on during football season as the color commentator.
He makes a fantastic point about Dorman shutting things down when they get so far ahead. Yes, Zay was 3 of 8 last night. Those three were for 81 yards, and one of them was a touchdown. Two more set-up touchdowns.
Yeah.
In the first half last night, Dorman had 247 yards of offense. That's 143 of those yards came on 6 plays. They had 6 plays of 18 yards or more. 3 of them were touchdowns.
That's unbelievable.
Zay's big passes were 3 of those.
Uh-huh.
First play of the game was play action pass. And he hit Porter right down the gut. I think it was 30 yards. And it set the tone from the very beginning. Hit a pretty wheel route to Chance Black to set up another. It was the chunk plays are what got them that big lead.
Right.
And they just worked on it. They just worked on the clock from then on out. Coach is absolutely right. It's not that he can't. It's that he hasn't needed to.
Yeah, hadn't needed to so far, and they're getting better. They are getting better, so we'll be excited to see. We'll talk about Dorman Northwestern. We'll talk about the rest of last night's games, and on the other side, we'll start looking ahead to the brackets that are already filled out for next Friday. Man, there's some good matchups.
Yeah.
Especially over at Inman.
Well, it's the second round. This really the third round.
Yeah.
So there are supposed to be some good matchups. There are plenty.
We'll talk about them. 844-GSP, ESPN. The phone lines are open. 844-GSP, ESPN. We'll take your calls as well. On the other side, this is the Saturday Morning Scramble powered by Founders Federal Credit Union.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back with you, hour number 2 of the Saturday Morning Scramble. We are, we'll talk some Chesney football in about 10 minutes on the program. Let's look at some brackets from next week. TL Hanna in 5A is an interesting team, Jed, because you know Gaffney's Gaffney, and TL Hanna's got to go to Gaffney. And I'm not saying TL Hanna's going to pull the upset here, but, you know, TL Hanna's style of play could give Gaffney problems.
Yep, you can't turn it over, you have to value every possession
right.
because they're not going to give you many.
Right.
They're going to work on the clock. They're going to use the whole play clock.
Uh-huh.
They're going to grind the game clock, and they're going to try to work on it that way.
Well, I think this one could be closer than most people think. I mean,
yeah.
Teal Hanna, their style of play is tough. Now, Dorman Northwestern, we hinted at that earlier. You just kind of don't know what Northwestern has yet. They've played in a region that's, you know, it's a good region. It's not a great region, but you know they killed Hillcrest last night, 51-21.
Right. Hillcrest was up in that game for a little while, and then Northwestern scored something like 30 unanswered points.
So no, not any longer. So you've got in 5A, you've got next Friday, TL Hanna at Gaffney, Dorman at Northwestern, Lower State Carolina Forest at Dutch Fork, River Bluff at Sumter. Jed, there's no.
There is now. Listen to me.
You think Carolina Forest
Carolina
has a chance?
Carolina Forest has a chance. I'm
really?
Not saying they're going to beat Dutch Fork. I'm saying they're going to play Dutch Fork
well.
Pretty well, and I think they'll play them better than Fort Dorchester would have had they
yeah.
not exited early.
They did exit
hate
early
to
last
see
night.
That. Sure do hate it. not a LaPrade fan. But, yes, I think Carolina Forest can match up with Dutch Fork. I'm not saying they will.
Right.
It's a different animal when they're across the field from you. But I don't think Carolina Forest is going to get blown out. Now,
I'll
tell you I was wrong next Saturday morning if that turns out to be the case. But I think that Carolina Forest can compete with Dutch Fork.
That'll be interesting to watch. You know, here's the team that's interesting. Irmo, after a big win over Westside, does Irmo make the hour-ish drive tonight to come watch Greer?
Somebody does.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, somebody certainly does.
I mean, you got a lot of – I mean, by the way, we're talking about Westside and Irmo. Irmo won last night. Irmo plays the winner of the game tonight, Greer and Catawba Ridge. How would you not have a coordinator?
So there'll be some scouts here, no
it's
doubt.
It's got to be.
Yeah, no doubt.
Watching that game. So, Irmo,
hey, we're not far from Greer, so Irmo guys, if y'all are listening, just want to come on by here and
yeah.
eat. Coach has got good barbecue.
Exactly. South Point hosting AC Flora. Next Friday night, that should be a good one. AC Flora had a big win over Travelers Rest, but I don't know. South Point may be the better team there. We'll see. Let's go to the phones. Standing by is David from Woodruff, 844-GSP-ESPN. David, good morning.
Good morning. Wanted to ask, Northwestern, do you know who finished second in that region?
Northwestern's region?
Going back,
yeah.
looking at the brackets from last night in my head, I'm trying to figure that. Ridgeview.
Yep.
Okay. I kind of wondered about that one.
Yep.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man. Thanks for the call. 844-GSP-ESPN. Let me go back to the 4A bracket. Let's see here. We went over 4A. Where am I at, Jed? I'm lost all
that
of a sudden.
That is a good question.
Irmo. Okay, here we go.
You were about to talk about North Myrtle Beach and
yep.
whoever they play next week.
North Myrtle Beach plays North Augusta, and Buford goes to Myrtle Beach. So both Myrtle Beach teams.
Myrtle Beach was on the ropes last night, early.
Yeah, down
early.
To South Aiken.
Luke Doty's brother was their starting quarterback. He threw a couple of interceptions. Don't know if he got hurt or just got pulled, but it was one or the other. Myrtle Beach immediately responded, cut it to 10-7 at the end of the first quarter, and then it was kind of on
after that.
Everybody that I still talk to down there wants Seahawks versus Chiefs the second time around because
you might see it.
North Myrtle Beach wore them out last week.
You may see it.
So I think you might get that second look.
Looking at the 3A bracket, Wren will host Woodruff. Now, Wren's obviously the defending state champ.
Yep.
But you got to feel like Woodruff's the hotter team right now, the way they've been playing.
I don't think there's anything that Wren shows that Woodruff needs to be scared of. Mm-hmm. You got to respect it,
mm-hmm.
of course. But Woodruff is a tough, tough out
they
right
are.
Now.
And now Woodruff's got to go on the road.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting. But I think Woodruff's the favorite there over Wren. Chapman hosting Daniel. And, Jed, is there anything else to be said? I mean, is this the biggest game Friday night?
That is large.
There's no other game
no,
that's bigger than
that
this.
That is large.
Daniel had a big win last night by 31, I believe. Yeah. Chapman won by 38.
Chavis 122 in a row now. Longest winning streak in the state.
Is that right? 22.
Longest winning streak in the state. Now, Dutch Fort is going to jump on me. Well, our long. No. Your unbeaten streak is longer. You tied Mallard Creek.
Well,
that's not a winning
that's
streak.
That's not a win.
You tied Mallard Creek.
At the beginning of last year, wasn't it?
Yeah. So Chapman has the state's longest winning streak currently.
22 games.
Yep.
That's pretty impressive.
Fair. 53 out of 55, if you count. Are you kidding me?
53 out of 55. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, they just don't lose.
No.
53 of 55. How in the world? Chapman, Daniel, Jed, you and I obviously don't know a ton about Daniel because we don't cover him. But
I know that Danny Pierman's kid plays over there. I know Dabo Swinney's kid plays over there. I know that the Venables kids have led them for a while. They're both at Clemson now.
Uh-huh. They're legit.
They're a good
that.
Team. I know Jeff Frister puts a good product on the field. I know that Chester is a good team, and Daniel just absolutely ran through them last night.
So what's that?
Daniel's good.
Right. Man, I don't know. Chapman's defense, Jed, may be the story here.
Could be.
When you look at Chapman and Daniel, I mean.
Well, might have to be, actually.
It's going to have to be. Chapman has played so well. Their offense has been terrific, but defense has been exceptional. I mean,
they really have.
Holding Powdersville to zero. I mean, that's so impressive. So, you know, I think this one's going to be a great one. Maybe whoever has the ball last. I'm serious. I mean, I don't know how to pick this game and how to predict what happens, but I know that Chapman will really have to rely on that defense. Camden Gray and those guys will have to play their best game of the year. But I tell you, it helps that you come off of a shutout because you got that confidence you need. Chapman offensively, Jed, you hope that this isn't a game where they miss a guy like Carlos Parks, but I think they still have enough weapons on that Chapman offense to put up points.
Derek Miller's played really well in relief of Parks. He's really run the ball well. And DJ Black in single coverage is whoever you – you need to fire your defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
If it's Jay Black in single coverage. Because against Broome, you saw it. You were there. I think he had, 260 yards receiving on seven catches.
Good. He was good that night or that day.
They checked into a go to him every time they saw single coverage, and he exploited it every time.
I wonder about this Chapman team. When you play a team like Daniel – at some point, I mean, there's a lot of guys who return on that Chapman defense, but I wonder, are there guys on this Chapman offense who I don't want to say the lights are too bright, Jed, but Friday night against Daniel, it's not going to be as packed as it would be if there was no virus, but in this big of a game, do you feel like – we don't know Daniel a ton either, so we don't know their personnel and their experience, but experience – and seniors on a football team have a lot to do with how games are decided, especially in a close one like this. And, you know, I think either team's got to draw off that veteran leadership. And I don't know Daniel's situation, if they're younger or older, but I just feel like Chapman, man, defensively they got some seniors, and I think that defense is going to have to lead the way.
I don't think the stage is going to be too big for them. I don't think the lights will be too bright for them because of the things last year's senior group was able to do, this year's senior group got to play a lot.
They did, absolutely
on big stages.
Right.
And sometimes even when it mattered.
Right.
But they were in a bunch of games. This isn't a bunch of first-year.
Right.
Yes, it's a bunch of first-year starters. It's not a bunch of first-year meaningful minutes players. They played a lot.
In 2A, the bracket, looking at the 2A bracket, man, we'll start in the upper state, obviously. Gray Collegiate hosting Christchurch, but Jed – oh, I hate it for Chesney.
Well,
and Chesney's is not over yet, but Chesney's got to go to Red Hot Abbeville, and that's a tough road.
We talked about it off the air a minute ago. Abbeville's given up 21 points this year, and all 21 were to Christ School out of Asheville. So, if you want to beat them, you've got to score, which is not something that anybody from the state of South Carolina has done this year.
Wow.
So that's kind of what's facing you.
Wow.
You got to put it in the end zone against a team that doesn't give up points.
Now, I'm not saying Chapman has no chance.
I'm not saying can't do it.
Right.
I'm saying nobody has.
Right, and that's all we're saying is nobody has against a really good Abbeville team. And we hope Chesney can, man. I think Jet and I were talking off the air. This would be the biggest win probably in school history.
I think so.
Abbeville last night, 56-0 over Batesburg Leesville. So this is going to be a tough one, but I think it's going to be a good game, man. I think Chesney's going to be up for it. I mean, you got a Chesney team with Clay Lewis, a lot of seniors on this team, a lot of guys who believe that they're capable of making a run. So I don't think they're going to back down from the challenge.
No, I don't either.
Again, Great Collegiate hosting Christchurch and in the upper state. And then in the 1A bracket, again, our only team locally is Southside Christian. Jed, they are hosting Blackville Hilda next Friday night. So that is those are the matchups. Looking at next week's games, a lot of good games to get to. And I think it's going to be a fantastic week. You mentioned it. It's essentially the third round. And I do want to make note, Jed, even though it was a non-region game or a non-playoff game, there were two games in the past 2 days where we did have local teams involved. They were not playoff games. They were just an extra game. Last night, Landrum got a big win over Liberty, 42-14. Again, it wasn't a playoff game, but it was a chance for Jason Farmer and his team to play another game. And Landrum looked good last night.
They looked really good last night. Blacksburg looked good last night in a win. Broom and Spartanburg played just an unbelievable matchup on Thursday night. I think the plus one's a good idea.
Absolutely, I
really enjoy those games.
So just a couple of games against Spartanburg over Broome on Thursday night. Looking at the rest of the games from last night, making sure that we have hit on all of them. I don't want to forget any here, and I believe that is all of them. We'll get to more of those coming up next, but we do want to take a break and come back. And on the other side, Jed, joined by one of your writers.
Yep, Michael Smith.
Michael Smith, who was at the Chesney game last night. We'll talk about Chesney up next on the Saturday Morning Scramble. This is the Saturday Morning Scramble powered by Founders Federal Credit Union on ESPN Upstate.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back with you on the Saturday morning scramble, powered by Founders Federal Credit Union, right here on ESPN Upstate. Cole Bryson, Jed Blackwell with you this morning, getting you caught up on last night's games, as well as looking ahead to some really good matchups coming up this Friday night. Chapman Daniel, I think the biggest one. We're all looking forward to it. Let's bring in our last guest of the program, freelance writer for Jed Blackwell and the Herald Journal, Michael Smith, who was at the Chesney game last night. Michael, how are you this morning, man?
Doing good, guys. How are you?
Hanging in. Long night. Early morning. That's this time of year, but everybody knows how that goes. You've seen the Eagles a couple times now, three or four times actually now, and last night we've talked about it already. It was senior leadership and a couple of big plays. Tell us how last night broke for Chesney.
Like you said, senior leadership. I mean, there was last week against Woodruff when they came out, they just, as compared to the rest of the season, they kind of really looked like a shell of themselves.
Yeah.
Last night when they came out, they came out with a purpose. When you looked across the field, there was no doubt Newberry outsized them at every position possible. And if you were none the wiser, you would have said to yourself, man, this is going to be tough sledding. But from the first snap of the ball game, Chesney came out and punched those guys in the mouth. Chesney opened the game deep in their own territory, I think at about the 25-yard line, and three, four plays later, they were already at the 50. I mean, Dan, that was just on turn around and giving it to the B-back, Camden Burns. They were getting 10, 12 yards a clip. I mean, their offensive line, which was probably outweighed by 120 pounds easy by Newberry's defensive line, was just getting blown off the ball. They were just getting good penetration. I mean, they came out, they set the tone early of how the football game was going to go. They came out, they let Newberry know that they were going to set the tone of how this game was going to go, and they were going to dictate the pace it was going to be played at.
That's going to be a challenge this next week. you mentioning the pace of play. It's going to take people longer to drive from Chesney to Abbeville than the game's going to take. When you got the wing bone on one side with Chesney, Abbeville's refined it even a little further. They call it the A-bone down there, and that's what Coach Jamie Nichols and his crowd do. What's it going to look like next week, in your opinion, when Chesney's kind of looking in a mirror?
I think it's going to be exactly that. I think Chesney knows exactly what they're walking into. It's no secret what Abbeville does. I mean, Abbeville basically tells you what they're going to do, and then they do it.
They say,
here you go, now try and stop us. Right. So Chesney knows exactly what they're getting this Friday night. Let's put it this way. Abbeville didn't install – they're not going to install a different offense this coming week for Friday night. Chesney knows exactly what they're walking into. I think Chesney's going to go in there with the game plan of, hey, our senior leaders have gotten us this far. Our best chance is we got to control the ball. We have got to do whatever it takes. I don't care if we have to pick up 3 yards in a cloud of dust on every play
right,
to keep the chains moving, shorten the game, and keep possession of the ball. If Chesney can win the time of possession battle and limit Abbeville's possessions, that in and of itself is a huge victory for them.
And that's the thing. You got, because Abbeville, as much as they do grind it out, they got some hold your breath guys. Mm-hmm. So you got to pretty much go out Abbeville. Good luck.
Yeah, that's good luck with that.
A lot easier said than done. If they can do it, Cole and I have talked about this already, and we're just giving our opinions because we're not as enmeshed in it. And I know that you are, you've got Chesney history. You're a Chesney guy. Biggest win in school history if they pull it off?
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah, that's what we were thinking.
I think so. Michael, when you talk about last night's game, I had a few people talking to me, texting me during the end of the game and after the game as well. you know, Newberry was a team that Jed and I knew it was not going to be a pushover for Chesney. We knew that was going to be tough. What was it like the crowd, the coaching staff, the players, when it's fourth and I don't know the exact distance, but fourth and short last night late in the game, and Chesney has the ball in their own territory, and what do? They run out there and they go for it. I'm talking if they don't get that fourth down, Newberry could kick the field goal and take the lead and potentially win. Talk us through that series and that decision to go for it, which paid out to work good for the Eagles.
You know, honestly, when that play came up, the fourth, I believe it was about a fourth and one. And I think O'Farrell kept it right off the left hip of the center and just went straight over the pile. Honestly, it felt like there was nothing but confidence exuded from the Chesney sideline. I mean, if you look down the sideline, Lewis never even batted an eye, never even had the punt team over to the sideline to send them in.
Wow.
So there was never a question of whether or not they were going to go for it. And that's, I think that's a testament to how good of play and the quality of play that they were getting from those senior offensive linemen last night. And that speaks volumes to how much confidence he had in those guys in their own territory with a playoff game on the line that late in the ball game to go for it on fourth and one. And again, never bat an eye with thinking that you're going to get it.
You know, before we let you go, Michael, we're talking about Clay Lewis in just a second year at Chesney. He's just done an exceptional job, and a lot of people don't have the chance to go watch Chesney and hear from Clay Lewis and watch Clay Lewis coach this football team. But in his second year, the job that he's done, what, in your opinion, what makes Clay Lewis and Chesney such a good fit, and what does Clay Lewis do so well that in 2 years has proven to be huge for these Eagles?
His players want to run through a wall for him.
Yeah.
He's the kind of guy that you immediately know when you play for him that he cares about you more as a person than just as a football player. Mm-hmm. And to a 15, 16, 17-year-old kid, that means the world.
Right.
You know, especially for someone who may not have a father figure in their life. You know, when they end up playing for a coach like that who feels that way about them on a personal level instead of just, hey, what can you do for me on the field? That makes all the difference in the world. But also, he has a very good system that is proven to work. Mm-hmm. And as you've seen now, you've got back-to-back years with playoff wins. You've got a region championship in the second year. And, yeah, Chesney is very, very senior-heavy this year. So they're going to have some big shoes to fill come next year, but their JV team had a lot of success this year. They've got a lot of talent in 10th and 11th grade. So the future is bright for them. I wouldn't worry about them too much. Yeah, I think it'll probably take them a good solid year to get their feet back under them and get back to being a contender at this point to where they are now. But the future is bright, and those kids love to play for Coach Lewis. If you talk to them, they are, you know, I've had the privilege of talking to a few of them this year, and every time you talk to any of them, they can't say enough good things about Clay Lewis.
Absolutely. Michael Smith, great stuff, man. As always, we appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, man, thanks, and you guys have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too.
I tell you, I don't want anything more this weekend, this Friday, than for Chesney to upset Abingdon.
Yeah, it'd be great. I mean, what a story. What a story. Now, it's going to be –
would they just give Clay Lewis a 30-year
– they might build a statue. It's it'll be the tallest of tasks.
And the only statue of Chesney.
Yeah, but look. They've got a state champion over there already in volleyball.
Uh-huh. That'd be awesome, man. That would be just awesome.
It sure would.
I really would love to see that.
And I'm going to tell you, yes, Abbeville's Abbeville. Yes, it's tough. Yes, they haven't been scored upon in the state this year.
Right.
But if you want to look up North Carolina things
yeah.
about Clay Lewis, this dude knows how to win.
Oh, yeah.
And he wins state titles. And he's not intimidated by
uh-uh.
I guarantee you he respects Abbeville, but he's not intimidated
no.
by Abbeville.
And that's something Chesney hadn't had in a long
that's,
time.
And that's going to bleed through.
Right. That's going to pay dividends for sure. Let me hit the scores from last night one more time in case you missed it in hour number one. Camden last night over Brooklyn. Casey, 52-44. Eastside defeats Wade Hampton last night, 54-28. Pendleton over Southside, 45-28. Dutch Fork defeats Somerville last night, 42-7. South Point over Greenwood, 34-31. Christchurch over North Central, 42-14. Chesney over Newberry last night, 14-12. Northwestern over Hillcrest, all over Hillcrest, 51-21. Carolina Forest over Goose Creek, 35-28. Daniel defeated Chester, 62-30. BHP over Emerald, 26-6. Gaffney over Burns, 35-21. Wren over Fairfield Central, 28-26. Chapman over Powdersville, 38-0. Wahala over Legion Collegiate, 41-18. Irmo over Westside, 43-35. AC Flora over Travelers Rest, 41-0. Southside Christian over C.A. Johnson, 50-6. River Bluff defeated Fort Dorchester last night, 14-12. Sumter over Berkeley, 34-13. Woodmont over Pickens, 42-27. T.L. Hanna over Ridgeview, 28-20. Dorman over Boiling Springs, just barely did.
Just barely.
48-0. What a win for Dorman. Landrum over Liberty, 42-14. Woodruff over Palmetto, 34-13. And Carolina Academy over Orangeburg Prep, 22-21. All right, we've talked about last night's games, Jed. We're looking ahead to next week. Again, in the 5A ranks, we're not discounting T.L. Hanna. We're not discounting Northwestern when we say this. But are all eyes pointing to a Gaffney-Dorman rematch, in your opinion?
At this point, yeah. Hanna is intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because of the style they play and the things that they're good at. And those things are what gave Gaffney a little bit of trouble against Dorman in that narrow win early.
Right.
Dorman was like, when Dorman was power running, Gaffney was having some problems with it. And that's all T.L. Hanna does.
That's now, all they do.
When you don't have to be concerned as much, when you can play man and bring eight guys,
right?
That might make it a little different. So I think Gaffney Hanna is an intriguing matchup. I think Gaffney's going to out athlete them and play better.
I do too. And it's like Charles said earlier, if Gaffney gets a lead,
right? Hanna's not catching
no.
up. I think Andre Lindsay will be the best offensive player on the field in that game. I think that. Gaffney will have the best two defenders in Tyrion Ingram
right.
Dawkins and Jesus Dowdle, who combined for something stupid like 15 and a half tackles last night between
Ingram
the two of
Dawkins
them.
Ingram Dawkins last night. Now, not every play, but some plays he just.
Well, according to my writer, Paul Martin, who was there last night,
yeah.
the plays when it mattered.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
Burns needed to go backward, they went backward because of one dude.
I mean, I saw him go through and grab Matt Long and just sling him down like it was. I mean, he's so good. He is so good.
He is 6'5", 305 pounds.
Yeah.
I saw him tweet last night. Somebody had reacted to one of the plays. He either said last night, I think it might be the quote he gave Paul.
Uh-huh.
He said, "I'm quicker than anybody 250 pounds."
Oh, God.
He
doubt.
Is.
There's no doubt.
He is. So I think that makes a difference, and Gaffney does win that one. Dorman Northwestern, you're going to have a hard time getting me interested in Northwestern being competitive.
Right. I just don't know. You don't know what to expect
right.
from Northwestern. Now, I think Dorman wins this game Friday night against Northwestern. With Gaffney, Jed, you know, we know that if the potential happens, Dorman's not going to go down without a fight, and it's going to be tough to beat Dorman twice.
True.
But with Gaffney, I'm not saying they don't have any talent coming up, because that'd be a stupid statement to say. But if they're going to win it, and they hadn't won it since 12, and Gaffney, it's a long time for Gaffney fans,
yeah.
just like Burns hadn't won it since 11. If they're going to win it, this is their year to win it.
It's probably their best shot, yeah.
I mean, the talent they have, man, they're loaded.
Yeah.
I mean, their receiving core is just so good.
Yeah, this is probably their best shot. You're right.
So they've got to really lock in, and I think next week if we get a Dorman-Gaffney Upper State Championship match, it'll be at Dorman.
Yeah.
Gaffney beat Dorman early in the year at Gaffney.
Yep.
Oh, man.
It's going to be quite something.
And even I can't even begin to tell you how excited I'll be if that happens, which I think it may. Again, Carolina Forest at Dutch Fork Friday, River Bluff at Sumter in the 4A ranks. We don't know who's going to play Irmo.
No.
We simply don't know because that game has not happened yet. Jed, that's a game we you know need to talk about. Greer Catawba Ridge tonight over at Greer, just down the road. And if you want to watch a good football game tonight, if you hadn't seen any high school football, go over to Greer if they still have tickets available. That should be a good one tonight at 6 o'clock. Greer Catawba Ridge, the winner will
we're going to play Irmo.
The winner will play Irmo, but I'm trying to see where they host. Well, I guess it depends. Irmo was the 2 seed, so if Greer wins, Greer will host.
Yep.
If Catawba Ridge wins, I don't know who will host. But Greer, you feel like, you know, they hadn't practiced in a while.
No, they haven't.
They've been quarantined for 2 weeks. But I don't know anything about Catawba Ridge.
I don't either. I'm completely at a loss here. Obviously, they're a pretty good team to claim a 2 seed out of that region.
Right, right.
But
did they split off with –
They are I want to say Fort Mill Nation Ford, maybe Rock Hill.
I think they split off with – I think there was a lot of transfers between them and Fort Mill.
Yeah, they're a new school in the Fort Mill area.
Second year.
So I'm thinking that's what it was.
I think Greer can get the job done tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about their offense, Jed. Obviously, we hadn't seen them this year. But, you know, with that offense, Skinner and Miller DeArmond, I think they have a really good chance. And – Greer Irmo potentially could be a really, really good game.
Definitely.
South Point hosting AC Flora. South Point last night won in double overtime.
Yeah.
AC Flora won by 41. I don't know much about AC Flora, but I was surprised Greenwood lost. I mean, Point's a good team.
Greenwood was a good team, and South Point's obviously good to beat them. For AC Flora, this is put up or shut up time. They've been coming for a while now. They've been advancing through the ranks. And a little bit more and a little bit more since Coach Shaw was there.
Yeah.
They've been a little more and a little more. It's put up or shut up time now. You got a chance. You've got a perennial, constant, statewide force in your division, and you got a chance to beat them. You're the number one team in state.
Yep.
You can go up there and beat them. You can make a mark for your program. I think that's what it comes down to for Florida.
Absolutely. Myrtle Beach at Beaufort Friday night. And North Augusta at North Myrtle Beach in 4A.
Everything's pointing to Seahawks Chiefs Part 2.
That'd be a good one.
It would be.
It'd be a good one.
I think it'd be a little bit different than the first time around.
Wren in 3A hosting Woodruff. You know, we're not counting Wren out either, but we feel like Woodruff's the favorite here, the way they've been playing lately.
The way it's broken now, even though it's at Wren, the balance that Woodruff has been able to show the past several weeks, that's going to be tough to beat in the playoffs.
Man, that quarterback.
Yeah, Carson Tucker's
Woodruff's got a good
football
team.
Contrary to popular belief, is one of several quarterbacks who will be back next year.
And there's a lot of them.
Right, there are a ton
of
them.
Back. Chapman's quarterback, Settle. He'll be back. Is it junior?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's big. I didn't know if he was a junior or senior.
No, he's a junior. It seems like he's been there forever.
That's awesome.
Because the way Chapman has played, getting their starters out the past couple of years, you heard his name a lot.
Right. Yeah. Chapman, speaking of Chapman, here's your high school game day, I guess we'll be at this one, if there was such thing, Jed. I mean, if you had to pick a game next week, it's Chapman Dillon.
Let's create that. Let's me and you go
and
make them give us hot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Chapman Daniel, not Dillon.
Yeah, which could be could be happening soon. Chapman Daniel on Friday night. I apologize. Yeah, that'd be a good pick a game once a week and go to it. And this week it'd be Chapman Daniel. We talked about it earlier. This one's going to be a good one. By the way, Dillon, I misspoke and said Dillon. Mm-hmm. Dillon's playing tonight. They are hosting Hanahan.
That's nothing to immediately mark down in the Dillon column there.
So there's your 3A. Yep. And then as we wrap up the show again, Chesney at Abbeville next Friday night. Those are the matchups, Jed. A lot of good ones. You'll be it.
A lot of good ones. I'll be at Chapman Daniel.
Chapman Daniel. You can follow along on Twitter for updates there. As we appreciate you tuning in. We appreciate those who listened last night. We'll see you next Saturday. Saturday morning scramble right here on ESPN Upstate, powered by Founders Federal Credit Union.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.